This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. One of the two black lawmakers tossed out of the Tennessee House for their gun control protest on the House floor may be reinstated today. Nashville's Metro Council may reappoint Justin Jones to his seat today. He told NBC's Meet the Press.
The Tennessee House Republicans' attempt to crucify democracy has instead resurrected a movement led by young people to restore our democracy, to build a multiracial coalition. We are in the midst of a third reconstruction here, beginning here in Nashville. And I think what, you know, the message is that we will continue to resist, that this is not the end, of that their decision to expel us is not the ultimate authority, but that the people will hold them accountable.
Looks like the abortion pill controversy may be decided in the Supreme Court. The AP's Jennifer King.
In an interview on CNN's State of the Union yesterday, Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra says mifepristone, one of the main drugs used in abortion pills, has proven itself safe, and calls a ruling by a federal judge in Texas that threatens the drug's availability reckless and, quote, not America, unquote. Becerra says the Friday ruling has been put on hold so federal officials could file an appeal. He says the case could threaten the FDA approval process for any drug, and he isn't ruling out defying the judge's order if necessary. Another federal judge's ruling around the same time, this time in Washington state, directs U.S. authorities not to make any changes that would restrict access to the drug in at least 17 states where lawsuits are underway. Jennifer King, Washington.
He's the champion. John Rahm won the Masters Golf Tournament on Sunday.
Just the wave of emotion of so many things just overtook me.
Warplanes and warships from China have been eyeing Taiwan, simulating sealing off the island after Taiwan's president visited the United States. An avalanche Sunday in the French Alps has killed 6 people southwest of Chamonix. 1 person sent to the hospital. This is AP News. Britain's King Charles has been making his coronation plans. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Charles's innovation trims the procession route his mother, Queen Elizabeth, took in 1953, as he aims for a more modest event that will include some modern touches. Buckingham Palace says, however, the lower key ceremony on May 6 will still be steeped in ancient traditions and adorned with the royal regalia from the crown jewels, but will also feature its bespoke emoji, reflecting the first British crowning of the social media era. Queen Elizabeth II's was the first coronation televised 70 years ago. The 1.3-mile route is a bit shorter than the one Elizabeth took to the Royal Church, passing a statue of Charles I, the monarch beheaded in 1649, before arriving for the 11 a.m. religious service. Charles de Ledesma, London.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.